All right, I got an injury report. Rob Kelly, rib contusion, possible fracture. We'll get x-ray tomorrow. Monte Nicholson, AC joint sprain. Josh Norman, AC joint sprain. He came back in. Mason Foster, shoulder dislocation. He finished the game. Tough guy. Morgan Moses, same ankle, came back in the game. Jordan Reed, sternum, SC joint sprain. Everett had an eye contusion.
SC joint sprain for Reed?
Yeah. You guys can Google that one.
What's that? You guys, you know, came out in the end, but you had some chances to put him away, and you couldn't quite do it. What was kind of going through your head there is the game.
We knew it wasn't going to be perfect. It's a heck of a defense over there. Coach Phillips does a nice job, and you'd like to be able to stomp on the gas and be able to put him away, but great defenses won't allow that. But we stayed with the plan, stuck with the running game, and did a nice job despite some key injuries. Jordan missed some time with the injury, and obviously Crowder missed some time with his cramps, and guys came back and competed, made a great throw at the end, Kirk to Ryan Grant.
Can you just describe your game plan? Kind of went away from what you've been saying. You want to be physical and run the ball, but you guys have still been throwing a lot. But today you really seem committed to pounding. What was it that made you feel like this is the way that we've got to do it to win?
Success. You know, we can get 4 or 5 yards of carry and pop some runs. I mean, I'll keep running it, you know. So that was a great job by Rob Kelly. Offensive line, tight ends, you can't say enough about what they did. The receivers downfield blocking. Gave some holes. Rob Kelly finished. Chris Thompson had a couple big hits. Obviously, Smaje got his first taste as a Redskin. So a lot of success running the ball means a lot of opportunities.
But going in, what made you feel like that it would be a good recipe?
Well, you know, we played the Rams before. It was a different front, but we felt like we could run the ball. You know, they're very active front. And, you know, so we thought we had bigger people. We could move them around a little bit. Easier said than done, but our guys did it, and they were challenged. Coach Callahan challenged them. I think we challenged them. I think everybody's been challenging our offensive line and tight ends, and they rose to it.
Jay, for Mason Foster to come back from an injury like that and then make the play that ices the game, I mean, just how much did that speak to the entire effort that you guys had today?
Yeah, excellent. Mason's a quality guy. He always has been, very tough individual, and he's played multi-linebacker, both linebacker positions, been very successful. He's a great leader for us, does anything you want on special teams, and it's great when you have a high-character guy like that, have some production so people can start to realize what a great player he is, not just a great guy. So we had a lot of guys come in and step up despite being hurt. Jordan Reed came back in the game, and obviously Moses came back in the game, so we had some tough guys come back in and finish it.
You're able to, and you say the success leads you to run more, but when you're able to run that way, what does that do for an offense, for the sidelines even, in terms of just like playing with that style and being able to power them like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's important. It keeps your defense fresh. You're possessing the ball, and the linemen love it. They have more fun doing that than pass protecting all day against Aaron Donald and Robert Quinn and those guys. So and we have a lot of success, and the backs like it. And receivers will eventually get to like it because they'll open up a lot of play actions and shot plays for us. You know, really the times we got stopped, we fumbled a snap, and I think we dropped a pitch or something like that, which put us in some second and long situations. Otherwise, we're pretty successful running it.
Jay, is that like an eternity for defense? 10 minutes? I mean, the time of possession disparity was huge.
Yeah. That's, you know, obviously setting goals as far as offense is concerned. Time of possession is one of them. I think we're pretty good on third downs, keeping drives alive. And you keep your defense fresh, we'll have a lot better chance than when our defense is on the field all day and we're not converting third downs.
I'm sure you didn't plan to have Samaje get 20-plus carries in his first NFL action, but what did you see from him that you liked? What do you think he needs to work on?
Well, he protected the ball, number one. And, you know, we'll take a look at his hits, his run courses and his cuts, and just make sure he's on the right track. You know, his right tracks, outside zone, inside zone, powers, duos, all that stuff. So we just keep coaching him up. But I like the way he ran. He's a tough, physical guy like we thought.
To follow up on Samaje, how much coaching is happening during the game for a guy that young? Because he started off not getting very far and then really popped a couple big ones by the end.
Yeah, there's coaching going on all the time for everybody. You know, Kirk, everybody's getting coaching. Defensive players, and Samaje is no different. You know, we try to preview the next set of runs we might get to as far as tracks and all that stuff. So he's always getting coached. I mean, he's such a great guy. He's open to it. Sure, he just smiles, listens, and goes out and pounds the ball between the tackles. You got to love it.
Jay, that first touchdown drive, you all ran the ball all six plays for 65 yards and got in on the Thompson score. Were you just in the rhythm of the play calling, or were you trying to make a statement there?
Well, we're, like I said, we're having success. You know, Coach Callahan has worked very hard on this run game plan, and as we all did, and we want to try to hit them. And that's what we thought we'd have most success at, is running the football. With our counters, our powers, and we have a lot of different schemes going at them, gap trap, wraps, all that stuff, pitches with guys pulling. We got an athletic line, a powerful line, and it's great to show their versatility today.
You might have talked a little bit about this already, but what did you make of Kirk's performance? He missed a couple of easy ones, but finished obviously strong with the touchdown to Ryan. Seemed to make good decisions.
So yeah, anytime you got the ball in your hand every time, you know, and I'm a coach, I'm always going to be a little upset. We left some things out there, but I think he did a good job. And huge throw at the end of the game. You know, just throw it to Ryan Grant, and Ryan Grant making that big catch at the end of the game. And Kirk managed the game. He managed the clock, got us in the right runs, and did a good job overall.